Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist, and each episode, I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called The Difference Between Being Current and Being Culturally Fluent. Let's dive in. Most brands think they're culturally relevant when they're just trend chasing, jumping on TikTok dances, forcing slang into copy, or posting on every new platform. But there's a massive difference between being current and being culturally fluent, and getting it wrong doesn't just waste budget, it can damage your brand. Today, we're breaking down why cultural fluency beats trend hopping every time, and the four key factors that determine whether your cultural content connects or completely backfires. Let's start with context. Being current means you know what's trending. Being culturally fluent means you understand why it's trending and what it means to different communities. When brands use slay without understanding its origins in Black and LGBTQ+ ballroom culture, they often come across as performative. Cultural fluency asks, what's the deeper meaning behind this trend, and do we have permission to participate authentically? Here's the thing about timing. Research shows culturally fluent brands achieve 3 times higher engagement because they understand the life cycle of cultural moments. Think of it as a timing authenticity matrix. Early adoption requires deep community connection. Mainstream adoption needs authentic brand alignment. Most brands either jump in too early without context or too late when it's already over. Cultural fluency finds the sweet spot where timing meets authenticity. Before adopting any cultural element, ask 3 questions. Does this align with our brand values? Can we execute it authentically? Will our core audience believe it? If any answer is no, step back. Better to be genuinely late than artificially early. Let me show you what this looks like in practice. Wendy's built cultural fluency through consistent, authentic sass that aligned with their brand personality. Their roasts feel natural because they match the brand's established voice. Meanwhile, DiGiorno tried to jump on the hashtag about domestic violence awareness with a pizza joke, completely missing the cultural context and gravity. The difference? Wendy's understood their cultural lane and stayed in it. DiGiorno confused being current with being relevant. Result? Wendy's gained millions of followers and drove measurable sales. DiGiorno faced massive backlash. This shows how cultural fluency protects your brand while driving growth, while trend chasing without context creates disasters. Before your next culturally inspired campaign, implement what I call the CTAF checklist, context. Do we understand the deeper meaning? Timing, is this the right moment for our brand? Audience, will this resonate with our people? Fit, does this align with who we are? If you can't confidently check all 4 boxes, either dig deeper or choose a different cultural moment. The brands that win long-term don't just follow culture. They understand it, respect it, and contribute to it authentically. Cultural fluency isn't about being everywhere. It's about being genuinely present where your brand belongs. And that precision transforms cultural marketing from cost center to growth engine. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Stop guessing. Turn cultural noise into campaigns that convert with the Cultural Intelligence Report.